And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. 10 people are running for 4 seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council in the coming election, and once I've learned all I can about them, I plan to vote. WCHL is doing its best to inform us, hosting forums, broadcasting profiles of each candidate. And for me, the key question is, which of these candidates actually will listen to Chapel Hill residents and which will be guided by other interests? In the 36 years I've lived here, I have seen both kinds. Among those former council members who actually listened to the voices of the people they governed were Joyce Brown, Flick Abatement, Joe Kapowski, Joe Hertzenberg, Julie McClintock, Kevin Foy, many others. But this town has also been run by plenty of others who have listen not to the voices of the residents they serve, but to those with other agendas. If you've lived here very long, you know who they are. Do members of the current council respect our voices? Well, some do. But recent public meetings focused on changes to the Estes Drive MLK Boulevard area may be showing us that not all do. Events like these can provide insight into what we truly can expect from those we elect, supposedly to serve our best interests. So it behooves us all to pay close attention. We should do all we can to learn all we can about these candidates, because 4 of them will be making important decisions that will directly affect you and me and the way we live. Will any of them listen to us? Some will, some others not so much. Vote for those who listen. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.